Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. Need some inspiration as you navigate military life, moves, deployments, raising military kids, keeping your marriage together, career issues, and more? Get an encouraging, humorous outlook from a spouse who's been there for 30 years. Join host Jen McDonald, author of You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, who knows that we're stronger together. Jen also writes regularly for outlets such as Military Spouse Magazine and has been featured in numerous books and national publications. Grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and sit back and relax as Jen talks with military spouses, both new and experienced, who will give you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 32 of the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. I'm Jen McDonald, and I'm so thankful that you're joining me today. I hope that you are doing great wherever in the world this finds you. Speaking of, let me give a shout out to all the different places you guys are tuning in from. I was kind of shocked I hadn't checked this in a while on my main podcast page. We're in over 50 countries. So the bulk of the listeners are in the US, UK, and Canada. But I also want to say hey to all the listeners in Germany, Australia, Italy, Japan, Austria, Spain, Sweden. I could go on and on. I think this is really cool. Korea, out in Guam, lived there for a couple years, loved it. Even in Puerto Rico, UAE, Ireland. What else are some surprising places? Bahrain, the Netherlands, Switzerland. I think it's really cool that you guys are listening, and I'm so glad that you're here with me. So I can't believe that January is almost over. So what I've been doing, unfortunately, I think if you listened last time, I had been sick for several weeks in December, and unfortunately got sick again this month. So I think it's just kind of the way it goes with traveling a lot and the winter time here. I also went out to visit my brother this month, who is battling a pretty aggressive cancer. So that has really weighed greatly on me the past months and our whole family. So if you're a praying person, we sure would appreciate your prayers for him. We just love him to bits. He's the youngest of the four of us, so he will always be our baby brother. So that was pretty special. I got to go out and visit with him and then my other siblings and our parents for his 42nd birthday. So that was this month. I'm also working on a book. I think I've mentioned this before. It's a book about military spouses, widows from the Korean War and Vietnam era. So they are spouses that live down at the Air Force Enlisted Village in Florida. And we had a chance, my husband and I, to go down a couple of years ago and do some interviews with them. So like my first book, this is kind of taking a different iteration than I initially thought. And we're weaving in stories from younger spouses, just kind of like the comparison of what's the same, because there's so much that's similar. So I'm really, really hoping to get that out this year. I don't even have a working title. I just know what it's about. So on this episode, with all of the latest news and the rapid deployments, I thought it would be a good idea to hop on and talk about some deployment resources for you as a military spouse and also for your family. But a quick reminder first, if you love the show, I would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast app you're using. If you know somebody who would be interested in a specific topic episode, please share it on social media or send it to them. That would be amazing. You can also connect with Mill Spouse Matters on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Find the show notes and the complete show archive at millspousematters.com. Just click on the podcast tab where you can subscribe, listen to past episodes, even get information on how to be a guest and more. That is also my author site, and it has resources for you, which I am working on updating. I need to get some new stuff up. But there are topics like deployment, help for your military marriage, a free deployment devotional. It's a free 5-day devotional. All you have to do is just put your email in and you can download it right away. Bible verses for spouses, for military spouses, and other information. You can also connect with the Christian Military Spouses Facebook group. Just do a search, or I'll link it in the show notes. Anything I talk about here, I will link in the show notes, any resources or sites. You can drop me a note on Facebook or Instagram. Email me at millspousematterspodcast@gmail.com. I absolutely love hearing from you. I mentioned in the last episode I have some books to give away. I still have a few, so just email me or message me on social and I'll let you know if I have any left. And I'm serious. It's just my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I will either gift it to you on Kindle or print. I just have a few left, so just let me know if you're interested. So I wanted to share some feedback I've gotten from listeners. If you send me a note or write a review, I will most likely give you a shout out. So Adrian said, I have your book and I greatly enjoy it. Thank you so much for that. Corinne said, thanks for all you do with the podcast. It's my favorite. And Cynthia said, my fiance told me he wanted to enlist in the Navy in September. It was a shock. Your podcast has helped soothe some of my anxiety and worries and made me feel like it'll all be okay. Thank you. So I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much for letting me know what it means to you. I've said it before, but the podcast is something I do in addition to my job, and it can sometimes take me a little bit of time to get back to you or to get an episode out. So I really appreciate your patience and that you take your time to reach out to me, because I know you're busy too. Every time I think, maybe I shouldn't be doing this anymore, or somebody else could do a better job and I can just let it go, I get a really sweet note from somebody that lets me know to keep it up. And so I just want to thank you. So on the last episode, I talked to Terry Laurent about being a mentor and finding a mentor. And in a few weeks, I will put out the second part of her talk with me where we discussed reintegration after deployment. So I'll be looking for that. Today, we're going to talk about some tips for deployment, as well as some resources. I did a poll on my Facebook group and I'm sharing some tips from other spouses, as well as some resources I've used and that have also been recommended. So I know that for many of you, you may have just faced a sudden deployment. I know there was a huge group that went out from Fort Bragg and other places. So I just want you to know that you're not alone. There are many of us that have been there and our hearts are with you. So before I get to that, I'm going to read you a little section of my deployment devotional that you can download for free. You may have a deployment ceremony with others to mark the leaving, or you may whisper your goodbyes quietly at home. If you're like me, you may have wished the farewell to be over with and done. But now that it's actually here, you're torn by the wild desire to make this stop, for it to all go away, but somehow you can't. Promises of calls and letters, a pre-deployment argument, yep, been there. Waving while the ship or plane pulls away. While the romantic send-off featured in movies is probably not your reality, the day of departure has arrived. I would encourage you to allow yourself a quiet day or two to process what's just happened if you can. It's big. The reality that the one you love most in the world will now be in a place where others want to cause harm to him or her is chilling. Knowing that your spouse is across the world and not easily reached is an isolating sensation. I don't think I've ever understood what true loneliness was until my husband was in Iraq while I tried to carry on with life back in the U.S. If you have children, you'll also be dealing with their fears and questions. After one deployment send-off, I found my 13-year-old son huddled up in a corner of his room, attempting to keep me from seeing him cry. He wanted to protect me. I brought my four children together and let them know that it was okay to ask questions, to be upset together. As parents, we want to shield our children from our grief, but it's probably healthier if they realize we're struggling with the goodbye too. Corrie Ten Boom is one of my heroes of the faith. Please read her book, The Hiding Place, if you haven't. I think it will strengthen and inspire you. Following are some wise words from Corrie. She says, you can never learn that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have. And there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. And another quote, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer. Again, those were from Corrie Ten Boom. The final goodbye is wrenching. Your heart is sore and you wish you could curl up in a blanket and close your eyes until it's over. Hey friend, here is my hand. I am thinking of you today. And even more than that, God knows. He won't leave you alone. This is a moment of blind faith, of trust. Trusting that things will get better, even if it doesn't seem like it right now. So I put a poll on my Facebook page, and I also sent a note to some friends to ask them what advice they would give to spouses facing a first or even rapid deployment. So I'm going to share what they had to say in just a minute. But first, here are a few tips from me. If you're facing a deployment and you've never been through one, or you've been through this before, it might be a good reminder for you. So go to the pre-deployment briefing if you can. If there's something offered for families, I would say go. Just connect. You can maybe meet some other spouses that are about to be in the same boat as you. Get information, get legal paperwork finished. Often they do that there as well. My second tip would be to stay away from the news as much as possible. And you might want to let your friends and family know if they see something happening. Don't text or call you to tell you about it. Yes, this happened to me, and I did have to tell some extended family members to to quit sending me notes like, did you see this on the news? Like, that's not helpful. If there is like a deployed spouses group or something like that offered, I know it's not the easiest thing to get out and go to those, but it's so worth it sometimes. And maybe even if you're doing fine, you could be a help to somebody else. I would also suggest that you manage expectations. I talked with Liz Ann Lightfoot of The Seasoned Spouse in this on episode 19, especially expectations about your marriage or your spouse. Put yourself in each other's shoes. One thing that hit me with my husband's year-long deployment was all of a sudden I thought, you know, I've never been away from my kids like this. I could not imagine like not being able to hug my kids for that long. And so, you know, it's really easy to just kind of focus on the issues you're going through. But if you stop and think about your spouse too, and try to walk a mile in each other's shoes, that helps a lot. So stay connected however you can. Whether you can talk on the phone a lot or not, there's still ways you can stay connected. Some ideas would be to keep a family journal. You and your kids, if you have them, you can write notes for the deployed parent to read when they come home, or you could put notes together and send them to them like every month or something like that, just to like keep them up with what's going on. Your kids may want their own journal if they need a private space to record their feelings. And maybe you could put notes in a jar, tell them they can put on it whatever they want. And if they want the parent to read them when they get home, they can. And if not, that's okay too. But sometimes it just helps to get the feelings out and onto a piece of paper. So now here are a few tips from others. So Tara, who was a longtime Army spouse, her husband's now retired, and she is an absolute hoot, and she was on episodes 1 and 29. Her suggestions are, get involved with your unit so they have your info. Take family photos before your spouse leaves if you can. Do a quick budget and make sure your name is on all accounts, or at the least that you have power of attorney. I would second that, like make sure you have access to all the accounts. And then, yeah, she says, make sure you have access to all bills, credit cards, and bank accounts. Danette says, connect with your church family. Megan says that the Purple Star School made a difference for her family. So these are schools designated as Purple Star Schools. And for military students, they offer school staff as a point of contact or liaison for military students and families. They have required professional development for the staff. School must have a designated page on its website, which has resources and info for military families. And then they do supplemental activities and support military kids and hosting events that demonstrate military-friendly culture. That would be something if you find out if your kid's school is a Purple Star school. Kara Beth said, I've never done a short notice deployment, but for my husband's first deployment, I actually met some of the more seasoned spouses for the first time the night the soldiers were deploying. One of them told me that she takes one day and stays in bed, mopes, cries, pouts, and then the next day she gets herself together. This was so helpful to me. It's okay to be sad, but it's not okay to stay there. I would also have chick flick days every now and then and have a good cry. Totally helped. I would say totally did this. Sometimes I would just say we're having ice cream for dinner to my kids, and I thought that was super fun and just kind of break up the monotony and the sadness with something special, just unexpected once in a while. Suzanne advises, not watching the news and relying on official word from leadership is best. I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to learn from my mother, an Army Special Forces wife during the Vietnam War. She had such grace and patience while my dad was gone, which was very, very often. While we cannot always be gracious and patient while our loved one is deployed, we can try to be a role model for those with little experience going at it alone. If you can, be a leader seeking others who need support. Rely on official reports from military leaders. If you cannot lead, be a good follower. Tell others where to get good information or ask a friend to attend meetings with you. Most importantly, stay positive. Seek fellowship with your church or other parts of your community. Remember, this is temporary. My mother did not have the luxury of communication with my dad except through letter writing. She was often the leader in a group of spouses who had one thing in common: they had each other. Flash forward over 50 years later, some of those spouses she mentored in the U.S. and abroad attended her funeral several years ago. This is a true testament to the military spouse and the long hand of grace and patience. I love that. Jessica says, although it's been many years since our first deployment, I stayed connected with church family as well as other spouses and family. I agree with staying away from the news. It can bring such fear and anxiety. The other thing was I poured myself into my kids as they had strong feelings about their dad being gone. Bonnie said, my husband deployed 7 times throughout his 20-plus year career. He is retired now. My advice is to remember plans and dates will change. You need to also get out and socialize with other spouses. Avoid the news at first. This seems to be a common theme because it will just worry you. Also remember, yes, you need to take care of kids or the house and go to work, but take time for yourself too. Leanne mentioned, probably the biggest thing is to stop overthinking. Appreciate we have little to no control over almost anything. The more we worry, the greater the impact on us and the kids we're leading. That being worried is normal, it's the overthinking that drives us crazy. When we get to catastrophizing, the problem is our brain then is in survival mode, which makes it more difficult to relax. I found that when I did get overwhelmed, my sister, who is a now retired Army wife, gave me this great tip. If you need a cry, have a cry. If you're worried that you may never stop, set an alarm. Let yourself cry for 10, 15, 30 minutes, whatever works for you, then shake it off till next time. We can get focused on being stoic and keeping up a good front. This can then keep the negative emotion trapped in our body. We're much better off allowing the emotion to happen and then let it flow through and out. So I think those were great tips. So a few resources for your military family. Sometimes I think everybody knows all the resources. And I remember, you know, there's always new things haven't heard of either. So I can't cover it all, obviously, but here are a few that I've tried or know about that I know that they're great companies or great resources. So first off, Military One Source is the official DoD site, and you can get counseling, free confidential counseling if you need it. So click there and look around and see what they have, articles and all kinds of stuff. So one thing you can find on Military One Source are the Military Family Life Counselors, also known as MFLEX, and that's face-to-face counseling. It's confidential as well. So check Military One Source for the latest information about that if you are needing someone to talk to. And then again, your chaplains are always a great resource. There is a company called Yellow Ribbon Box, and their mission is to support military members, veterans, and families through their Yellow Ribbon Box care packages. So they boost the morale of military spouses and also showcase products created by military spouse and veteran-owned businesses. You can nominate someone to get a box by either being part of an installation helping agency that reaches out to them for donated boxes, or a donor who makes a minimum donation of $35 can nominate a recipient. And Casey Jones of Yellow Ribbon wanted me to reiterate that they have male spouse care packages as well. They are at yellowribbonbox.org. I love what Elaine Bry is doing. She was on episode 22, When Your Child Joins the Military, and she has the book Be Safe, Love Mom for military parents, and also a Facebook group. So if you're a military spouse or military member and you want to give your parents or in-laws some resources, I would just direct them to what she's doing because she has got it covered. The seasoned spouse, Lizanne Lightfoot, has a deployment Facebook group. Renee Walker, who was in episode 24, has written a book called My Letter to Daddy, and that's for military kids. Also, if you've never heard of them, the Comfort Crew for Kids, they have a kit for military kids that's free. I do think they have a waiting list right now, but they also come into schools. Trevor Romaine, I think is what his name is. If you see that come into your child's school, I highly recommend them and what they're doing. I believe they're a nonprofit. Go to their site and request a kit for your kids. It has like a little teddy bear, and then like it's just a whole box that will come for them. I think a journal and it just some other things for your child to just make them feel special and loved while their parent is deployed. A site I would highly recommend is Operation We Are Here. It is a clearinghouse of resources. Like, you could spend all day in there. I could not possibly list everything they have there. Books, programs, photographers, free photo quilts of the deployed parent, daddy and mommy dolls, and lots of free resources and things that you could buy for military spouses, kids, and families. So she has put a ton of work into that site. So check out Operation We Are Here. United Through Reading, if you haven't heard of that, it connects military families through the Read Aloud experience, basically recording the parent reading a book to the child. And they say every year, more than 100,000 military parents deploy, leaving nearly 250,000 children at home. A conservative separation is about 6 months. That means these military children have 180 nights without their parent home for a bedtime story. That's 40 million bedtime stories missed each year by military kids. So they're trying to do something about that. I think it's incredible what United Through Reading is doing. Military Kids Connect is a site for your kids where they can make connections with other military kids, help them build resilience, and find friends who understand what it's like to be a military kid. Operation Purple Camps, if you haven't heard of that, they offer a free week of camp to connect with other military kids. The locations will be announced soon, I believe early February, and you can apply early March. So visit militaryfamily.org and search for Operation Purple Camps to find out more. Rachel from the Facebook group suggested Brave Crate, a deployment countdown box for spouses. Each month you'll find a monthly theme with tips and tricks from other military spouses, a calendar to track your countdown, 4 to 6 full-size products to help you set goals focused on wellness and support of your marriage, a challenge card inspiring you to work towards purpose during deployment, and access to monthly webinars, challenge groups, and interviews through their online community. Now, I have not used them, but one of the listeners suggested them. And again, I do offer a free 5-day deployment devotional on my site. I am also working on some other deployment resources, some downloadables, and even some physical products. So hoping to launch that this year as well. I've always got something I'm trying to work on. And then, of course, my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. If I missed an amazing resource, please reach out and I can put it up on social or mention it in a future episode. Hope that you can find something in one of the resources I mentioned or tips that will help you during this time. And again, I just want to tell you, if you're going through a deployment, you're not alone. We are with you. We've been there and our hearts are with you for sure. Before I go, I did want to say I am trying to put together a fun episode of How You Met Your Military Spouse. I'm looking for how you met each other's stories. If you want to message me, I'll give you a number to call where you can leave a voicemail and I might feature you, or I have a lot of stories that have been sent to me, so I'll be reading some of those as well. So I think that will be a lot of fun, of how you met and reminding why you fell in love just for Valentine's Day. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week and thank you again for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Connect with Jen at jenmcdonald.net or on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also purchase her book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and other booksellers. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. Until next time, have a great week.